Are you ready to live the all-in life? Then welcome to the All-In Podcast Show, sharing the defining moments of impact-driven entrepreneurs, industry pioneers, and transformative leaders as they showcase their defining moments and went all-in on their business and found true success. From the early steps in their journey to the moment they truly took their commitment to their life and business to another level, we'll give you the insight you need to go all-in on your dream life. Now here's your host, Daniel Giordano.
Okay, welcome everyone to the All In Podcast Show. Today I have a special guest, Christina Hills. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dan. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I'm privileged to have you, and I'm excited to hear your journey and share some nuggets with the world and help some people on their journey as well. So, tell me a little bit about your background, like where you grew up and what life was like, starting there.
Oh, I love that question. Usually people jump right into business. So, I grew up in New York City. In Manhattan on the Upper West Side. And then in high school, my parents moved to Boston, went to college in Boston, then came out to LA right after college and worked in the film and television industry. So I worked on commercials and I worked for NBC Broadcast doing special effects. And this is back in the early days of special effects. Like if you remember the movie Tron, like that was like the big exciting movie. And then I went back to Boston for a little bit and then came back to California and worked for George Lucas at Industrial Light and Magic in the film and special effects department. And I worked on Jurassic Park and Star Wars Episode One, and it was a fabulous career. I loved it. But then I had a child. And I knew I didn't want to put her in daycare all day because it was a very demanding job. It was 10, 12 hours a day, sometimes 6 days a week. So I quit and we moved up to the Tahoe area and I became an online entrepreneur. And that's how I started in my journey. Motherhood kind of forced me into it.
Right.
So my first business was in 2004. I was the shopping cart queen, and I taught people how to add a shopping cart to their websites. But the problem most of my clients had was the website part, not the shopping cart part. So then I launched the website creation workshop, which empowers people to build their websites themselves with WordPress. So I teach people not to be web designers, but to be in control of their marketing and their website using WordPress.
Right. Okay. That's perfect. And there were some key things there that I want to jump back to, right? One was the career in the film industry and special effects, right? Then transitioning into all of a sudden you became, did you say the shopping cart queen? Right? Yeah. So how did you, decide that that was the thing you were going to do?
Well, my husband had started his business. So I quit my job to raise my daughter and my husband started his online business and he had me help him, on the side doing his shopping cart setup. So around 2003, 2004, before then you had to hire developers and then shopping cart systems came online. And this one was called One Shopping Cart. It's really old, been around forever. And so he had me help him. So I thought, I really enjoyed it. And so I thought, I'll become the shopping cart queen. So I started going to marketing events and promoting myself as the shopping cart queen. And it was a great niche, but it was really limited because not everybody needs a shopping cart. Like if you're an author, you need a website, but people can click and buy your books on Amazon. So the creating a website became a bigger market and it was actually much more creative and I enjoyed it more. So I dropped the shopping cart queen and just focused in on my online class, the website creation workshop.
Okay. So that's good. So, and then you mentioned another key thing that I think is important as parents, right? And entrepreneurs, right? Being entrepreneurial parents, because this was something I experienced as well, 20 plus years ago when I had my first child, right? I had a business that was outside the home that literally was making me work 12 to 16 hour days, seven days a week. And I just asked myself one question, you know, how can I do something from home so that I can spend more time with my child, right?
Right.
And my wife.
Right.
And you know, who says life has to be like this? Like, you know, it's like, it should be the other way around, right? I should be home with my family. So, so it's powerful to see that you recognize that, because unfortunately a lot of people don't, right? Or maybe it's not as important to them, right? Based on their own beliefs and things that they want. But recognizing that, now fast forward into the business that you have, right?
She's at college now.
Yeah, she's, yeah, well, yeah. And, you know, so before, you know, so as she was growing up, right?
As she was growing up, being an online entrepreneur, I could schedule my classes when she was in school, right. You know, and she got out at 3, so I'd never have classes scheduled. And I can, you know, working from home, get up early before she woke up, do a little bit of work, then get her ready for school, take her to school. And so I just loved the flexibility of it and was able to grow it and still be a mom present at home, which was great. But, you know, now she's gone, and I've got this flourishing business.
Right. That's good. And you can put in more time if you need to, right?
Right. And you can, you know, once I was visiting New York, and I was chatting with a friend, and I said, hey, let's have lunch on Friday or something. I forget what day it was. And he's like, oh, I've got to check with my boss. And I was like, wow, I have not had that thought, you know, in over 20 years of having to check with somebody else. So I love the freedom and flexibility of being an entrepreneur.
Right. That's great. And if you were to think about, as you were growing your business, right? There's a lot of times people always see the success that we have in business, but they don't see the challenges, the failures, the frustrations, maybe some of the late nights that, you know, burning the midnight oil. What would you say was, you know, one of the biggest challenges that you faced as you were building your business?
Priorities. Mm-hmm. Priorities are the biggest challenge, and opportunities. You know, there are so many opportunities out there. You know, I call opportunities little fireflies, right? They're floating around in the air, and you just have to grab them because there's so many opportunities. So as an online business owner, learning to evaluate what's a good opportunity and what's not a good opportunity, that's always the biggest challenge, because there's tons of business out there. Right. So anyone listening, there's tons of business out there. You just have to be good at discerning, is this one right for me, or should I let it go? That's the hardest part of of being an entrepreneur.
Okay. That's good. Yeah, good stuff. So someone that's listening today that maybe they're in a career that they've been thinking about exiting, maybe they're in the beginning phase of you know, launching something. What would be, you know, some words of advice you would give someone that's in that place?
My word of advice is, when you're laying in bed on a Saturday morning, I call this my Saturday morning test. When you're laying in bed on a Saturday morning, what's exciting you that gets you hop up out of bed and go to your computer and do it? So if it does this thing I'm thinking of pass the Saturday morning test. Are you excited about it? So if you don't have a business yet, or you don't have a market yet, think about, is the market I'm wanting to sell to, am I excited about it? So I'll just pick golfing, right? Mm-hmm. So golfing is a huge market. If you're not excited about learning about golfing, reading about golfing, being up to date, maybe you shouldn't pick it, even though it's a big market. So when early in my career, I got advice to sell diet supplements online. And I was like, well, I don't know. And I don't use diet supplements. I don't, you know, read about them. It's not my world. Mm-hmm. But they were like, no, you're going to make a lot of money. So I spent a month building a website, doing research, creating articles. And then something happened in the industry, the company I was partnering up with, and they folded. Mm-hmm. And I was so relieved. I was like, my husband thought I was going to be crushed. I was like, no, thank goodness, because it was the wrong market for me. I was not, that's not the market I was interested in. That was not the market I was passionate about. So my advice is whatever you pick, and you don't even have to be the expert. Like you don't, let's, if it's golfing, you don't have to be a golfing expert. It's just, if you love it, you can find experts, interview experts, et cetera. So that's my advice, is pick an area that yourself is passionate about. Either you're an expert yourself, or you can find experts to interview and work with. That's my number one key. You have to really like it.
Right. That's, you know, that's some great advice, because if you think about a lot of times there's, like you shared earlier, the opportunities that are all around us, right? You know, a lot of times if people are chasing the money, right, and you know, you can make a lot of money, you know, by it. I think, you know, even my, in my own experience, that where I've shifted at times where it's like, you know, money doesn't drive me, cause does, right? So it's like, yes, there's a byproduct of money, right? But if I'm not passionate or excited or believing in the thing that I'm part of, then it's probably not going to have any legs, right?
And it's exactly,
I'm going to give up. I'm definitely not jumping out of bed on Saturday morning, right? So right. I'm looking at the test already saying, okay, you know, I'm going to eliminate some stuff after this call today.
Right. I mean, I have a friend and his mission is cleaning up the ocean, like getting plastic out of the ocean. Mm. You know, and so you would think, oh, this is a non-profit-y type of thing. Well, there's always a way to make a business out of anything.
Right.
So some are inherently have more money flowing than others, but he was so passionate about this cause. So I love that you brought that up, you know, and that was the direction that he was going in.
Right. That's great. So, tell me a little bit about your life vision here of why, you know, what's next, you know, now that you have the free, more time with your child out of the home now, and you have time to be able to do some bigger things. What's the bigger vision for you of what you're looking to accomplish?
Well, my whole thing is I teach technology and mm-hmm. I make it simple. And part of why I like doing this and I have a passion for it is when I first got started, the gurus I was following was not making it easy. Mm-hmm. And so I love taking a technology and breaking it down in simple ways that a regular person would say, okay, I get that now, and to help empower them. So my whole business has been about empowering the person to be in control of their business and their marketing. And I think I'm just going to keep doing that. I have one of my new programs is helping people create online courses. So, you know, they've got a website built. Now they want to really build up their business. Maybe they have an online course they want to sell. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to just keep going with helping people empower themselves to move their business forward. And the byproduct is they feel better about themselves. Mm-hmm. So there's a personal transformation that goes on through the process of building a website or creating an online course. Because what excites me is seeing the transformation in people. Like, I used to be here and now I'm here, which doesn't happen when you hire an agency, right? The agency does it. So your business does improve, but you're sort of leaving it to other people. And I like folks to be able to do it themselves. Now, with that being said, do I have virtual assistants? Yes. Do they build websites for me? Yes. But I still have my hand in the marketing of it. So that's, I just see it just expanding more into helping people, not just with the website, but with the online course and the business, building their online business.
Right. Okay. Good stuff. So with these next components of what you're looking to accomplish, like, you know, around helping people with their courses and all that, is there a common thread that you see with the type of person that, you know?
I tend to attract spiritually oriented people. Mm-hmm. Now, their business may not be spiritually oriented, but I tend to attract those types. Mm-hmm. So they may be a coach, but I do have a lot of healers and practitioners. And I really enjoy working with spiritually oriented people, right, no matter what their spiritual preference is. You know, right. I don't divide people up at all. Right. Just, I happen to be very God focused, and you can use whatever term you want, but that's where my passion is. And so I tend to attract those people who are spiritually oriented.
Right.
But like, I have a tax accountant, right? And that's her business, but her spiritual side comes out. And so that just makes it fun for me.
Right. And that's, it's interesting how you attract that, you know, when you, like, even if it's not conveyed in your messaging in the marketplace, right? You know, how it's just this unconscious thing that happens, right? When you're connected with people, it's kind of like the thing, like where you think about somebody, you know, that you may know, and then all of a sudden they reach out and contact you within a certain amount of time. It's like that, you know.
It's very ESP. Interesting. Yeah. No, websites, okay, they're digital, but they do have vibrations, right? Mm-hmm. They communicate something to people. I have found it very interesting that I'm not leading with that at all in my marketing.
Right.
And yet I see who's coming to me, and they have that. So I really believe in kind of law of attraction, and you vibrate at an energy attracting other people who are attracted to you. And this is why you don't have to worry about competition. I think early in my career, I worried more about competition, like, oh, is somebody doing the same thing as me? But the more I go on with it, and I'm sure you found this too, that your right client is going to hear you, is going to see you, is going to listen to your message and be attracted to you. Right. So the guy next door might be selling the same thing, but they're talking different, using different language, graphics, visuals. So you really don't have to worry about it.
Right.
That's been my attitude and experience.
Definitely. Yeah. So that's great. So I think, it's powerful to see that level of connection with people, right? And it's this, you know, unconscious level type stuff that eluded me for a long time until I started researching and spending time in it. And even in us connecting, like saying that is that there's that synergy there, right? So based on that same experience, right? So it's fun to see that. And it's also powerful to see how you can use it in for the right reasons in marketing and, you know, to attract your ideal client. Like, usually it's parents with children, you know, that are entrepreneurs, right? That have a bigger dream, bigger vision, and they, you know, are cause driven, you know, want to go out and impact and make the world a better place, right? So,
yeah, our connection is really interesting because you kind of flew by in my Facebook feed. Mm-hmm. And I don't even remember where I was. And then I saw you and I'm like, yeah, I want to connect with Dan. Mm-hmm. Right. So it was kind of like this split second. I saw you. I'm like, yes, I want to connect with Dan. And I didn't second guess it. Mm-hmm. Right. So I let my intuition kind of lead me.
Right.
And I love it when that happens.
Yeah. And that's definitely cool because you kind of know when it's, when you're getting ready. Like for me, I try to not even read through the input, you know, that I get from you before this call, you know, before we record. And I just want to just make it as authentic as possible for the people listening. Right. So, but you know, there's times where I'll go and I'll look, and I'm like, I don't know how this is going to go, like based on what they submit. And then I just got to have this gut check. It's like, you know, you don't know this person, right? Like this is a real authentic conversation that I get to have with somebody that is a total stranger at this point, and we can become fast friends like that, you know, and be able to help them get their message out. And, you know, every time I come at it from that place, I've always had an amazing experience, right? Which is, you know, all the time now, right? But in the beginning, when it first started, I was like reluctantly coming, thinking, I don't know how this is going to go. What are we going to talk about? You know, all the things that we question or doubt as a business owner, you know, as we're doing different things, you know, as you know, in the website world, that as you shared, like there's many different things that you get to do. That's part of, you know, it's not just the technology of the website. It's the messaging, it's the graphics, it's the color scheme, it's the branding, it's, you know, all these different things. And oh, by the way, you have to be good at what you do, right? Whatever it is you do for a living, right? So fun stuff.
Yeah. And I just want to say, I love the picture behind you. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's even small things like that. Like, wow, I love that picture behind you. It's really resonating a feeling, you know, and like I have flowers because I want to I have a feeling that I want to give of making people feel comfortable, but I want to come back to the gut check.
Right.
I think people early in their business don't trust their gut. And the more I trust my gut, the more it works for me. So it could just be like, all right, let's say somebody wants to work with you. And like, oh, they've got a great reputation and you've heard all about them, but you get a bad gut check. It doesn't mean that person's bad. It's just they're not a fit for you.
Right.
Right. So there's, I've had recommendations for, you know, working with folks. And then when I did my gut check, I'm like, I don't think they resonate with me. So it's not a good or bad. It's like, who's an energetic match and who can you support, right, in your business, and who can I support in my business? So I just love the energy flow of it. And I don't know if you planned on this talk kind of going into this sort of spiritual side of things. But
like we shared earlier, it's, you know, wherever it goes, you know, keep it a natural conversation, just like we just met. Right. So that's, it's beautiful just the way it is.
You know, right.
Somebody needs to hear it. Right. That it's okay. And at the same time, you know, really going with that gut level, you know, and that intuition's there for a reason, you know, and sometimes we avoid it and it gets us into, you know, hot water, you know, sometimes if we don't.
Well, I used to view intuition as a business owner as a right or wrong. And when I got out of the right or wrong and more like right for me or wrong for me,
right,
that changed everything. It took all the judgment away from, you know, I'm not rejecting this person, not because I think they're bad, but it's just not matching where I am now.
Right.
Have you ever had this with books? Like you pick up a book and you read it and you're devouring it, or you pick up a book and you're like, I'm not getting it. And then you pick up the same book a couple of years later and you're like, oh my gosh, this is the best book ever.
Right.
So it's sort of like how things align for you at the time.
Yeah.
And that's what makes being an entrepreneur so exciting, is because you get to move through this entrepreneurial path and it's a little bit different for everybody.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure helping you get your message out and finding out more about you and sharing your message. How do people find out more about you?
So I have a website checklist for you. So if you go to websitecreationchecklist.com, you can get my checklist, or you can go to christinahills.com and find out about all the programs that I do. ChristinaHills.com will lead you wherever you need to go.
Okay.
And I'm easy to Google and find. I'm all over online.
Right. Awesome. So thank you for taking the time to be here today.
Thank you, Dan. And it was great connecting.
Likewise.
We want to thank you for being all in with us on today's episode of the All In Podcast Show. For more information and resources based on today's discussion, as well as ways to connect to our guests, head to allinpodcast.com. That's available exclusively on allinpodcast.com.